My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho, a Republican representing the 3rd Congressional District in the Sunshine State. He's also a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which, of course, had original review of the Iran nuclear deal. Congressman Yoho has been with us in the past to explain why he thinks this would be a terrible deal for the United States. And he's with me now to explain some of the latest twists and turns up on Capitol Hill as we get close to the congressional resolution on this. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Greg, appreciate you having me on.
Until Wednesday, the plan on both sides of Capitol Hill was to hold simple votes, most likely to reject the deal. That strategy changed in the House on Wednesday, and from what the latest we've heard is that there seems to be a three-pronged attack. One is still an up or down vote on the deal itself. Another would be to restart the clock on the 60 days to evaluate the bill because the administration has not revealed the text of the side deals between Iran and the international arms inspectors, and then also one to forbid lifting of the U.S. sanctions. So is that still where we stand, and what do you make of the new strategy?
Well, the new strategy is a good strategy because if we would have gone with the first bill just of disapproval, that would have been strictly a symbolic vote. Plus, we would have been breaking the law we just passed in May, the Corker-Cardin Amendment or bill, that strictly outlined the stipulations of this agreement, that everything had to be given to Congress 5 days after the signing of the agreement, which is, I believe, June 21st. So the president has already gone beyond that time period. He's not given us the full information. And so had we taken that vote when we first came back, we would have been breaking our own law that we just passed, and then we would have codified the president moving forward with this, and we know it would have been symbolic because he would have vetoed it. And, you know, the senators, they've already said they've got enough votes to block a veto override. And so this is the smartest thing that we can do. Number one, stick to the Corker-Cardin Amendment and saying he did not abide by that. And number two, a vote of approval that all the Republicans are going to vote no one, and the Democrats are going to come out and say, yes, they did approve this, and they have to be on record saying that. And then the third thing is, and I think this is a very good move, that all sanctions stay in force until 2017.
Now, back to the part where you believe that the Corker-Cardin bill was violated by the president not submitting the text to the side deals, does that mean because Corker-Cardin was violated that the deal is struck down, or is it that you restart the 60-day clock?
No, I would prefer that it's struck down because we're beyond the time period where he should have been, where we should have been in compliance. 5 days after the signing, all language should have been there, and it includes side deals with any third party, any other party with the U.S., all those had to come out, and that would include Iran and the IAEA. I mean, that's one of the stipulations. And for them to move beyond that and start doing other things and changing this and changing that, it's clear language that all of a sudden becomes changing a treaty from years past. And so this would make this a treaty. And so I think this is a very good play on us. And this is not a play. This is to get results to stop this deal, and let's get not just us, but the world community back to the negotiating tables, and let's negotiate from a position of strength.
The reality right now, though, Congressman, is that even if you get everything you just outlined there, it still probably won't be enough because it doesn't appear that Senate Republican leaders have any intention to go along with either restarting the clock or declaring the president in violation of Corker-Cardin. They're basically saying today, from Corker to McConnell, they have no interest in that. We tried. We got a debate. It's just not going to happen. We lost.
Well, they need to go back to their base and tell the American people they tried. You know, American people don't want us to try. They want us to do. And they're tired of us trying. And I think a clear example of that, of failed leadership, is Donald Trump is in charge now. I mean, he's winning the polls. The American people are fed up with Congress trying. They want us to resolve these problems. They overwhelmingly don't support this Iran deal, and we're the only mechanism in government that can stop this. And so for the Senate, Mitch McConnell to say, well, we tried, we failed. You know, leadership is either lead or get out of the way. And, you know, if that's the way he feels, he needs to get out of the way.
Do you get the sense that there's any support for demanding a different strategy in the Senate? I know Senator Cruz tried, but he's been summarily rejected. So it looks like it's fait accompli over there.
It is. It's dysfunctional over there as it is here. The American people, again, are tired of this, and we have no influence on the Senate, although I would think if our leadership in the House had a strong direction of where he wanted to go, they would be working hand in hand to move something forward that's best for America and the American people and our future generations. And that's what, again, the American people are looking for, and that's what we're pushing for. And that's why we had the change in the rule at the beginning of the week.
If you can't get Senator McConnell to change his mind, or the strategy doesn't ultimately succeed, another idea being floated around right now, as you well know, is that the appropriations process is coming up now. So even if the president gets what he wants here, Congress does not have to appropriate the money to implement this. So, do you think that if it comes to that, taking away the funding is a good idea and an effective idea? And B, do you think you could actually get House and Senate leaders to go along with that?
We'll have to wait to see on that. But, yeah, I think the appropriations process. But as you know, we've already sent appropriations bills to the Senate. And, you know, we did that last year, too. And the reason that they were never brought up is we could blame Harry Reid. Mitch McConnell's in charge, and he hasn't brought one of those up. And it's because of the threat that Harry Reid may block that. You know, again, if you're going to lead, lead. If not, get out of the way. Bring those bills up. Let the people over there decide. And if Harry Reid's block them, let the American people know Harry Reid is blocking the progress of this country and holding that up. That's what we need to do at this point in time in our country's history. Again, the American people want action. They don't want inaction. And I think that they spoke loud and clear in the last election.
They also seem to be speaking fairly loud and clear in opinion polls when it comes to the Iran nuclear deal, with most of them at least 2-1 against it. Yet even after a full summer recess of town hall meetings and other gatherings, it doesn't appear that enough minds have been changed on Capitol Hill. So ultimately, how's this going to shake out?
I'm going to tell you to stay tuned. We're going to find out this week. This is something that we shouldn't rush into. We've got until the 17th. We should take the time to do this properly, have the debates, and by the conservative branch going to leadership and say we're not going to support the rule, it changed the dynamics, and we can debate this over the next weekend and into next week to get this right. This is too important to rush through. It doesn't have to be done by Friday. We can do it next week, and I'm hoping I know the votes are coming up today, and I hope the Senate does what they should do. And, again, look at what's best for America. Don't worry about what the other senators may not do. Bring the bill up and let them vote on it, and then they have to answer their constituents.
This is not an opinion question. This is a factual question. If the Senate goes forward with the up or down vote today and the president's allies win as expected, is that the end of this, or can they respond to votes taken in the House and resurrect this issue later next week like you're asking them to?
No, I think what you'll see is if that happens, then that's factual. So then it starts a whole new dynamics of, all right, how do we counter this? And I think, you know, we can block money from being spent. We can do those things with the power of the purse, but only if you have the will, and that comes up to leadership. If leadership has the will to block some of this stuff and bring it up for a vote, then we can invoke some changes in that. And, Greg, you were talking about opinion polls. Look at who's leading the polls in the Republican Party. All outsiders: Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina. And, you know, the American people are hoping people will get in there that puts politics aside. Don't be a Republican. Don't be a Democrat. Do what's right for America and vote as an American. What's going to make my country stronger?
Well, certainly a lot to digest, and we'll be following every step of the way. Congressman, as always, a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for your time.
Greg, I appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.